9 months after the U.S. launched a controversial visitor registration program, more than 13,000 Arab and Muslim men face possible deportation. Their departure would be the biggest wave of deportation since 9/11. The Justice Department says the program is a crucial national security measure. A total of some 82,000 men have registered and are now traceable on government databases. But critics continue to charge that the program is discriminatory and ineffective. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Sami Mesejedi came to the U.S. from Yemen as a young man on an adventure. He liked what he found and, like thousands of others, decided to stay when his visa ran out. That was 1995. Now he's married with a 5-month-old baby boy who is a U.S. citizen. But the government's new registration program has landed Mesejedi in court fighting deportation.
It's very hard to destroy people's dreams about living where they like to be, where they want to be. You love your neighbors. Everybody almost know you around the area. It's very hard.
Mesejedi's plight has drawn some sympathy. The immigration judge postponed his case several months so his wife, who has a work permit, could file a petition on his behalf. But becoming legal could take years, and Mesejedi's lawyer can't imagine the judge will keep delaying that long. Jean Butterfield of the American Immigration Lawyers Association says others facing possible deportation applied for work permits long ago and have been waiting for their claims to be processed. Others may be students whose status lapsed when they changed schools or dropped a course.
They're trying to abide by the law. They're coming forward. They're presenting themselves for fingerprints and photographs only to be told, catch-22. We're now going to put you in deportation proceedings.
Chris Kobach of the Justice Department says, in fact, it is possible that many of the 13,000 will be allowed to stay in the U.S.
They will have multiple hearings in front of immigration judges. They will have opportunities to call witnesses. They'll have opportunities to bring in evidence about their home country. And then they'll have an opportunity to appeal the case to the Board of Immigration Appeals, and then even beyond that to the U.S. Courts of Appeals. So that's why so few of these cases have actually gone to completion and resulted in anyone being removed.
Fewer than 100 so far, he says. Immigration advocates say thousands of others with no legal claim have avoided registration altogether and left the country on their own. But even for some here legally, the program is causing problems. Dana Demachki says when the government announced that certain male nationals age 16 and over must come forward, her father promptly took himself and her 3 brothers to the local immigration office.
One of them is under 16, and he took him also, just to make sure that he's in compliance with everything.
Omar Demachki had been in the U.S. off and on for 29 years. When the financial advisor took his annual trip to see his mother back in Lebanon last month, he knew the program required him to leave from a designated airport, so he drove 2.5 hours from his home in Pennsylvania to Newark, New Jersey. But Demachki did not realize he had to personally check in with an immigration official. When the airline scanned his passport, he figured that was all that was needed. 3 weeks later, Demachki's family traveled to Newark to greet him on his return, but daughter Donna says there was no sign of him.
So we were just waiting there for 6-7 hours, not knowing what's going on, and Dad has a medical condition. And we wanted to know if his medical condition was taken care of, but no one would give us any information.
Immigration officials had refused Demachki reentry and canceled his work visa. Donna says they told him he could plead his case before an immigration judge in about 10 days, but would have to remain in jail until then. He chose instead to return to Lebanon and has applied for another visa. Demachki's family says he still has no idea whether or when his visa may come through. But the Justice Department's Kobach says, in general, someone in such a case should not be punished.
There is a very concerted and, you know, sincere good faith effort when officials come across these cases to take into account whether they acted willfully or whether they just made a mistake.
Since it began, critics have charged that the special registration program amounts to racial profiling. But the program is now essentially over. In its place, starting late this year, officials will begin fingerprinting and photographing visitors from a much larger number of countries as they widen the crackdown on illegal aliens. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.